Hello and welcome to our study. Today we continue in Psalm 119. Today we're looking at verses 73 through 79. In 73 he said, "Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies." Now, as we said, every portion of seven verses here together is part of David's prayer. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, and it is basically David's prayer to the Lord. We can learn a lot about praying from this chapter. Looking at verse 73, it says, "Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments." Thy hands. Now, that's used in reference to the power that God has to direct something. In fact, it's translated power 12 times and could be read, "Thy power has made me and fashioned me." And then he went on to say, "Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments." Made me. Now, the Bible says in 1 John 1:3, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." He said, "You have made me, and you have fashioned me," and that means to be formed by a particular process. No two people in the world are alike. No two people have the same fingerprints. No two people have the same eyes. No two people have the same DNA. No two people behave the same either. It has been said, no two people read the same book. Some people read a book and get something totally different from it than what somebody else gets. We are totally and completely made as individuals. We are put in this world to glorify God. We will not, as Christians, find true happiness until we found out our purpose for being in this world and then get busy doing it. That's where real, true happiness comes. He goes on to say, "Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments." This is his prayer. I need to have understanding. Why am I here? What do you want me to do? And David just wanted to get busy doing it. He said, "They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word." Now that phrase, "they that fear thee," that phrase is in the Bible five times, and three of them is in this prayer in Psalm 119. Now he's talking about who he's going to run with. Need to be very careful, because we become like who we run with. It says in Psalm 119, same chapter, verse 63, he said, "I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts." Now that word companion has been translated knit together in Judges 20 and 11. He said, "I'm knit together with all them that fear thee." There's a real lesson in here about separation. And then in verse 79, he said, "Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies." Now notice it says here in verse 63, his companions are going to be they that keep his testimonies, and they that keep his precepts, and they that know his testimonies. Now we're talking about precepts. We mentioned before it has to do with the rules intended to regulate our thought, and our thoughts in turn are going to regulate our behavior. When it's talking about testimonies, it's talking about the things which God has given testimony to, and we read in Psalm 19:7, "The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." Verse 75, he said, "I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me." Judgments. Now, A judgment is a verdict, like in a court, and he's talking about a verdict, whether it is favorable or unfavorable to us. He says, thy judgments are right. And he refers to his affliction, and he says, I deserve to be afflicted. Not only deserves it, but it's God's way of getting us to learn things. It has well been said, you never learn how to sail a ship on calm waters. He said in verse 76, let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. He said, now your judgments are right. You've afflicted me. That's right. But what's he pray for? He prays for mercy. That word merciful is in the Psalms 9 times, and 2 of them are in this prayer in Psalm 119. He said in Psalm 34:18, the Lord is nigh unto all them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. And that's where the mercy of God comes in. You've got to have a broken heart and a contrite spirit when it comes to doing things that are against the word of God. Then he said in verse 77, let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they deal perversely with me, that means falsely, without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Now this word meditate means to think deeply or carefully about something. And so you perhaps have found people dealing falsely against you without a cause. I know I sure have. What are we going to do when these situations come along? Well, he's talking about meditating here, and that has to do with thinking. Now, we can think about those who perversely, falsely deal with us without a cause, or we can meditate in the precepts of the Lord. The precepts, as we've said, are rules intended to regulate thought and behavior. Now, we're going to do one or the other. And so we see the word thought here, rules intended to regulate our thought. We can sit around and mope about people who are criticizing us. It's just not going to get you anywhere. David said, I will meditate in thy precepts regardless of those. Notice the word, but. He said, I know that's going on, but, he said, I'm going to meditate in thy precepts. Some years ago, a young couple visited our morning service, and after the service, they said, can we talk to you? I said, sure. We went in the office, talked for about an hour. And when they left, they said, you're not at all like we heard you were. I said, that's interesting. What'd you hear? He said, heard you're pretty mean. And I said, well, I hope I'm not mean. No, you're not mean at all. I said, who told you that? They told me, and it was a person who was supposed to be my friend, acted like my friend when I was around. Now, what are we going to do? Am I going to sit around all week and think about what he said about me? It's not going to get anywhere. David said, let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Don't think about it. Don't waste time even thinking about that stuff. Think about the precepts, the rules that God has that will regulate our thoughts and our behavior. Verse 79, he said, let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy way. Now, he said again, I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. And that word, as we said, has to do with being knit together. There's quite a bit of information in this little prayer here concerning who he's going to fellowship with. He said in verse 80, let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Now, the word let here is used to express one's strong desire for something to happen or to be the case. It occurs 15 times in David's prayer here in Psalm number 119. He said, I have a strong desire for this to happen, that my heart might be sound in thy statutes. The statutes, we said, are the things that are etched in stone, the things that are not up for discussion. The word heart here is not talking about that organ that pumps blood. He's talking about his mind. It is translated mind 12 times. It is translated understanding 10 times. And the word occurs 46 times in the book of Psalms. Well, be with us again for our next program. We'll be looking at verses 81 through
88.